USA Radio News.
Hawaii's Kili'ayu volcano erupted before dawn today, shooting ash about 30,000 feet in the sky. Now, the explosion at the mountain summit came shortly before 4 a.m., following 2 weeks of volcanic activity that sent lava flows into neighborhoods and destroyed at least 26 homes. Michelle Coombs is with the USGS. She says we can expect more of this to happen in the weeks to come.
Because the situation, as I said, is dynamic, so you can have, the event such as we saw this morning. It's a short-lived event. It might, it may have relieved pressure temporarily, but we expect that these kinds of, like I said, that, more groundwater may be getting into the system, and we expect that similar events could continue.
Brent crude oil today topped $80 a barrel for the first time since November of 2014. The market is said to be concerned about these sanctions on Iran. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
First-time jobless claims for unemployment rose a bit last week, but there's still pretty good news as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Analysts had been expecting to see about 215,000 initial jobless claims filed last week, but it came in a little higher than that at 222,000, and that was up from 211,000 the previous week. But the four-week moving average is lower than it's been in almost a half century. At 213,000, that's the lowest since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ending days of speculation, Meghan Markle said today that her father will not be able to attend her wedding to Prince Harry due to health problems. Markle's father has been hospitalized in California after undergoing a procedure to clear blocked coronary arteries. And with a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down just around 40 points and is sitting at 24,727. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
As our lives become more and more demanding, we are told we can do just about everything, from having a great job to working out to visiting our family and keeping our friends close. Well, Randy Zuckerberg is an entrepreneur and author of a new book, You Can Have It All, Just Not Every Day. Now, the thing she's talking about, you can have work, sleep, fitness, family, friends. Her idea is you have to pick three of those. She explains to me how she came up with this premise and what it means.
All of this started when I was starting my own company. I had a new baby. I had just bought a house. I kind of made all these huge changes in my life at one time, and I was feeling completely overwhelmed, like I was drowning in everything I had to do. And I put this mantra out there, work, sleep, family, friends, fitness, pick three. I tweeted it out. And mostly I tweeted out to get advice and support from other people going through the same thing. And it just really seemed to resonate. And a lot of people started to say, Randy, this isn't just for entrepreneurs. Everyone can only pick three. And from there, I've really been researching and writing and thinking about this topic for several years now on how different people prioritize.
Zuckerberg also told me she hopes that people learn to reject the unrealistic burden of balance and enjoy successes in their own lives by picking the most important areas in their focus on any given day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.